This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Saturday, 16 March, year of our Lord, 2024. Two elements. Number one, Joe, we talk about cyber and artificial intelligence. Two things. Home Title Lock. Make sure you go to HomeTitleLock.com today. Promo code Bannon. You get a discount. You get the first month free. But go check it out. Immerse yourself in information of what can happen. The tools that are available to the bad guys to get into your title. Remember, your title insurance does not cover this. But get into your title and take out a hard money second loan on your house. Could you afford that right now, these interest rates? Well, check out Home Title Lock. Go there today. Also, you don't want anybody getting your data. You don't want anybody listening to your conversations. You don't want any of that. So the Faraday bags made by Silent, SLNT.com, are the best out there. They got ones for your computer, your iPad, your iPhones, all of it. So make sure you go check that out today at slnt.com. Also, promo code Bannon, you get big discounts. So go check it out. Two sponsors that are relevant to the topic at hand. Joe, we had this report. I want to go into that. I'm saying right now with the accelerationists, and remember, accelerationist folks that want to put the pedal to the metal on all things AGI and others. The CRISPR, the biotechnology, things that are happening now that maybe are not on the front page like artificial intelligence is. But as I warned this audience about with Davos, when Joe did such a great job on the rollout of ChatGPT, I said, folks, once the venture capital and the private equity community and the stock market get rolled up in this thing, which will take, I don't know, 3 to 6 months, it's Katie bar the door. Because then they're going to see this of the tulip hysteria and the ability to make lots of money very quickly, and they won't care about anything else. And that's what's happened. These accelerationists who want to, and one of the things they're doing is saying, hey, we're getting, it's the moonshot to cure cancer, and it's, we got to do it because the CCP won an arms race with the CCP. You see this too, what Dave Walsh was talking about the other night, the whole issue with energy, these data centers and artificial intelligence, you know, forget net zero. If you're part of the cult of climate change, you're not going to be able to handle this with what AI is going to do as far as data centers go. So we have to rethink this environmental policy that's actually had us decrease our ability to generate electricity is now going to be thought through because, trust me, they're going to take the prioritization is going to be on AI, not on your air conditioning in your home. So this is having fundamental, serious reorientation of culture in society. And these accelerationists have the pedal to the metal with no thoughts of anything else. And that's why the report is so important, where they're saying, the report itself is saying, hey, the security elements they have inside of this are almost nil. And that this can lead to, it, not my quote, an extinction level event. And then on top of that, you got Elon Musk, one of the top accelerationists, saying, hey, baby, it's now 2029. I will submit to you folks that the path we're going is not going to be 2029. It's going to be 2028 or 2027. It's coming, and it's going to come to a life near yours called your life quite shortly. Joe, am I behind the times on this when I say they're summoning the demon now? Do you believe the demon's already been summoned?
Yeah, you know, Ben Collins, our good pal Ben Collins at MSNBC, and his stalking of our coverage, he still has a pinned tweet referencing our coverage of Eliezer Yudkowsky and Elon Musk and many others calling AI the demon. That they basically, by developing a system that is out of human control, they are summoning the demon. And I would say that even though these systems are largely under the control of their creators, they have already summoned and sent out swarms of demons. And in fact, using the technologies that they have to brainwash hundreds of millions of people simultaneously and monitor their progress, I would say that they are in some sense turning people into vessels for their demons. Yes, something I just want to make real clear on this, Steve. When we cover this, a lot of times we're talking about the leading experts in the field or the philosophers who are guiding a lot of the policies and the incentives in the tech corporations. It's not necessarily that you or I are saying whatever it is that they're saying as if it were 100% gospel truth. But these are the people who are shaping the technology and who are ultimately shaping the culture downstream of that. If Denver would throw up that tweet that we were talking about during the break, Elon Musk about 4 days ago, and he says, AI will probably be smarter than any single human next year. By 2029, AI is probably smarter than all humans combined. Now,
Slow down. Particularly for our vast radio and podcast audience that can't see that. This is from Elon Musk. And Elon is one of the founders of, OpenChat GPT's, the foundation.
Yeah.
Then got out of that because he OpenAI didn't like the direction of it. He has said on many occasions now, and this is just not him trying to save his stock price, which clearly he's part of it is, but he's saying Tesla's really an information company and really an artificial intelligence company. So Elon is at the tip of the spear in this area. So read again what his tweet said, sir.
Yes, this is the maker of Neuralink brain chips, Optimus robots, and of course, XAI driving towards artificial general intelligence. Elon Musk 4 days ago says, AI will probably be smarter than any single human next year. By 2029, AI is probably smarter than all humans combined. And of course, he's writing that in reference to Ray Kurzweil on Joe Rogan at the same time.
What did Kurzweil, once again, just update people, what did Kurzweil tell Joe Rogan?
So I think that interview was really revealing on a couple of different levels. On the one hand, Joe Rogan was much sharper and more articulate because, Ray has, let's just say he's non-anti-aged. And so Rogan is actually driving a lot of the conversation, especially as he's talking about the metamorphosis of human beings into some sort of digital life form. And Ray Kurzweil is kind of just sputtering and unable to respond. But so, Ray Kurzweil, I think people would watch that interview and see a kind of senile Ray Kurzweil and say, this is supposed to be the genius behind all of this. Ray Kurzweil may be deteriorating in front of our eyes, and Ray Kurzweil will probably not see 2040. By 2040, computers will be smart enough to know why Ray Kurzweil died. But the ideas that he laid down, this is the paradigm that many, if not most, of the foundational figures right now in artificial intelligence, that paradigm of the singularity, that is the conception that they're going with. The idea that by 2029, you will have human level artificial intelligence, which will de facto be superhuman level. And then by 2045, you will have the takeoff of the singularity, the confluence of everything from artificial intelligence to robotics to brain interfacing to genetic engineering, so on and so forth, will lead us to a place where the technology is moving so fast, no human being will be able to comprehend it, no human being will be able to control it, and the only recourse that human beings will have will be to merge completely. There will be no distinction between human and machine, and there will be no distinction, as Kurzweil says, between virtual and actual reality. I would say, though, Steve, that the most pressing issue for me as these AI systems roll out, as they're integrating it into education, into medicine, and into the military with the intention of creating systems to kill people by its own sort of decision-making process, that division between actual and virtual reality has already been dissolved. I think that most of the people in the general public have been lured into living in a virtual digital world most of their lives. As Mustafa Suleiman, one of the people driving this forward at Inflection AI, said, and it's one of the most disturbing statements that I've ever heard from any of these people, even if it sounds mundane. He asked the question, how often do you spend looking into the eyes of someone you love, and how often do you spend staring into a screen? He thinks this is a great thing. He sees this as a total psychological transformation first, and then with the development of artificial general intelligence, a total shift towards the machine, where human beings are, you know, bio batteries or data sources at best, and the machines are the ones that are really carrying forth the torch of history. This idea is inherently anti-human. It is inherently, I would say, genocidal, implicitly genocidal. It is the idea that the only people who will count are those who are glommed on to this machine, and those who decide to remain Luddites, well, I mean, they might as well be, you know, kicking dirt out in the fields, you know, pulling up potatoes at best.
No, people know. Look, I love a good fight. You know, I was the first person to start talking about populist nationalism years and years ago. I love a good fight. With President Trump, I tell people, I can actually see the sunlit uplands ahead. Of all these problems, of the invasion, on the financial problem, the wars, incredibly complicated, tough decisions. It's going to be a fight every day, as people know. Heck, we can't even get the budget right. I got that. But you can see the path of how to set things right. And that's what President Trump's leadership and his moral courage to come back and do this. You can see it in African Americans and Hispanics and people coming to ethnicity and religion, coming to our cause, right? On this one, it's quite difficult. It's going to be difficult. We're hurtling towards back in, I think it was in 2004. I want to say it was about 20 years ago. I may be off by a year or two. I'll have to look at my notes. But with Steve McAvity, who had produced The Passion of the Christ, I tried to set up. I couldn't get the rights to Kurzweil's book because I didn't know him that well. But the concept was going to be take the book Singularity and do a film about that because of the convergence of what he's talking about, all these different industries that were, I could tell even then, were accelerating at an accelerating rate. About the time that I was working, I never got the film financed. And I went on to do other films that were just more of the moment, let's say politically. Well, one was Generation Zero that I did a couple of years after that about the collapse, the financial crisis, and how the wealthy bailed themselves out, which was really the inciting incident when we're talking about that, to the Trump revolution. But one thing that struck me very hard is only a few years after that, the Chinese Communist Party came out with this concept of Made in China 2025. Made in China 2025 were going to be the 10 industries, as you remember, Joe, the 10 industries they were going to dominate by 2025. The top, I think, 5, 6, 7 industries were all the convergence industries that led to the singularity. Regenerative robotics, artificial general intelligence, CRISPR. And in fact, you had all the experiments the Chinese scientists were doing with CRISPR that was out of control. They sent one guy to prison, not for the fact that he had actually done the experiment, the fact that he had gone to a conference and talked about the experiment, but quantum computing, advanced chip design. This is why the whole fight over the South China Sea and the Straits of Taiwan now for those advanced chips. The Chinese Communist Party took Kurzweil's book and understood exactly what this meant. That's why in the Made in China 2025, the top 7 industries are the 7 converging sectors and segments that lead to the singularity. The CCP being all about power, all about temporal power. Joe, just hang on for a second. We're going to take a short commercial break. Everybody go check out birchgold.com. We've got 4 installments on the end of the dollar empire about currency. I'm working on the 5th, and guess what it's about, folks? A central bank digital currency. As the Federal Reserve and the Treasury under Joe Biden trash your fiat currency by printing more of it, the BRICS nations, the Global South, are saying, no mas. We want gold. We don't want Federal Reserve notes. Go find out why. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Joe Allen on the other side.
For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of five prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit jacemedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jace Medical. That's one word, J-A-S-E, medical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can break, you can take action and break that problem by going to Jace Medical and get your Jace case today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
The reason we spend so much time in this, and we are going to spend a lot more time going forward, is that this audience has been the vanguard of the salvation of the country because you're the most dedicated, focused, smartest, toughest, activated followers of President Trump and the Trump movement and MAGA and America First and all that. This is that important that you have to understand. This is why we put Joe up and get other experts on artificial intelligence and give you access to all this great information that Joe has curated. Joe, this report, now this report was written by a company, a consulting firm for the State Department. The report itself has actually not been released. I imagine it's classified or there's some reason they're not releasing it. Maybe members of Congress have seen it. We're running the traps on that right now. But the company itself, I guess, has been authorized by the State Department to give a breakdown. And that's why it's so surprising they talk about this extension level event. Where do people go? How can you give people access to that?
Yeah, I'm going to have that at the top of my social media ASAP as soon as I'm off here. The company is Gladstone AI. They were paid $250,000 by the State Department to put together the action plan to increase the safety and security of advanced AI. And they provide a summary of their findings and a summary of what they want to do. The two primary areas they look at, they warn that AI can be weaponized in the wrong hands, absolutely certain of that. But they also warn that AI could go out of control of its own creators. That's obviously much more speculative, but it must be kept in mind the creators themselves, Elon Musk, Sam Altman, even guys like Jan LeCun, who say that there's nothing to worry about, all say that the AIs that they are creating, they want to create superhuman intelligence. So, you know, whether you believe it or not, you certainly have to understand that that is the goal that these people are driving towards.
And Elon has said, and I want you to think about that there will be artificial intelligence. And I realize some people like Andreessen say, well, it's just a set of mathematics. It's just, you know, high level. These high level language models are just, you know, calculus to the nth degree. I don't agree with that. I don't believe that. But Elon is saying that artificial intelligence will be smarter than human intelligence next year. And he's predicting, and he doesn't, when he talks about this topic, he's not like when he's trash talking guys on Twitter about, you know, current events. He's saying that artificial general intelligence will be here by 2029. And I think you got to take that seriously, particularly given his involvement in this. You got to take it seriously. And the implications of that are beyond earth-shattering. Joe, I want to know where, by the way, where do you think Elon, if you had to pick directionally, where do you think he goes? Where do you think he goes?
You know, I wrote about this in the book, but it hadn't really been fleshed out yet. What he is doing is he is creating a based AI to kind of combat the woke AI. The whole idea is that if OpenAI or Google or the Chinese Communist Party, for that matter, were to reach the finish line on AGI first, and they create, you know, a kind of a communist or just, you know, a maliciously liberal AI. He just put up a tweet yesterday, actually. A friend of mine suggested I clarify the nature of the danger of woke AI, especially forced diversity. If an AI is programmed to push for diversity at all costs, as Google's Gemini was, then it will do whatever it can to cause that outcome, potentially even killing people. So you would imagine Google's Gemini, instead of coming back with the result for Vikings that are all black Vikings, Google's Gemini would make sure that the only Vikings left on Earth were not white. And so what Elon Musk is doing is positioning himself as a sort of hero that – and Mark Andreessen is also in that camp, and Peter Thiel, that they will create technologies to combat the powerful kind of woke technologies. And I don't think that they're being insincere in this, but what I do see is it's an arms race that leads us basically the same place. It leads us to a place where machines are the center of gravity and maybe the handful of people in control of them. And the rest of us are subject to the whims of those people in control of the machines, or maybe the machine itself, if they actually achieve their goal of creating godlike artificial intelligence.
This is a topic for another day, but we'll do it. And when you talk about the accelerator, so the summoning the demons, the construct of the Antichrist. The guys you just named, the Andreessens, the Elon Musk, the Peter Thiels, guys you would say, well, are either libertarians or crypto capitalists or aligned. They're not MAGA, but they're maybe closer than the other guys in Silicon Valley. Whereas some of us would make the point that in summoning the demon, you're summoning the Antichrist in the very technologies and processes that we're heading towards for the singularity. They would argue, and they do argue, that no, the Antichrist is really the regulatory nature of people trying to shut this down. That's actually the Antichrist, because this stuff can actually free you. We will get into that more in depth next week, Joe Allen. Fantastic report. I just want to, last thing, when you talk about summon the demon, Joe, and you went to, you have a master's degree in this at, I get my, in Cambridge and Boston, I get my trade, I went to my trade school to learn how to do finance. You went to a theological university revered because it's the school of Dr. Martin Luther King, so you know the theology part. But I want to leave the audience with the fact that it's in, I think it's Mark 13 or Mark 14, where Christ warns the apostles about the only unforgivable sin, the only mortal sin. Now, think about this. Jesus Christ tells the apostles when he sends them out, and they go do all these wonderful things. They're healing the sick and curing lepers and making the blind see and the lame walk in his name. And they come back and they said, yeah, when he said, how'd it go? He said, well, it went fine, except for the fact they said that you're Beelzebub and we're just doing demon work. And he tells them, he says, hey, don't worry about what people call you, right? The only thing you got to worry about is the only unforgivable sin is to blaspheme. You know, blaspheming me is it's normal course of business. Don't worry about that. We're going to go do our work. We're going to fulfill our mission and our ministry. But the only unforgivable sin is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And I think that that's when we talk about summoning the demons. We're made in the image and likeness of God, or you don't. If you believe in where you're made in the image and likeness of God, the underlying foundation of the Judeo-Christian West, then you got to be all in. And I think that that's what this summoning the demons is. I think because we're imbued with the spirit of the Holy Spirit, that's what makes us human. And I think here you have people that are trying to get godlike powers, man, who are trying to get godlike powers. And this is going to be the biggest nastiest fight ever. It's going to make what we're doing in Congress and to win the election, which is all our day work, our day job, this audience, as tough as that is and hard as that is, it's going to pale in comparison to what's not just before us, but what's coming and what's coming now. Joe Allen, any closing thoughts or observations with that a Boston University theology master's?
Ha, you know, that's a long story. Maybe we could do a 15-minute segment on what that even means, especially with Martin Luther King. But with Mark Andreessen, you know, this is the argument he makes. This is the argument that Jan LeCun, the chief AI scientist at Meta, makes. This is all just math, is what they say. They sound very much like many in our audience, actually. It's all just math. It's all just programming. That's all it is. There's nothing to worry about. People are just fretting and so on and so forth. Mark Andreessen envisions a future in which all children, or at least all children who count, are given an AI companion who will help them interpret the world, a sort of guardian angel, as I would say. That's a pretty high role for just math. Mark Andreessen also believes that on the battlefield, the actual battlefield, the actual theater of war, that machines should be put in charge of making the decision whether or not to kill, that machines will do a better job because humans in the fog of war make bad decisions. Machines are much more precise and accurate, and therefore just math or just calculus will be raising the next generation and making decisions to kill human beings. Yeah, I don't buy the just math argument.
No, I don't either. Remember, when these guys talk about it, when they talk about human beings and the next generation teaching, they are all uniformly convinced that the carrying capacity of the earth, the appropriate carrying capacity of the earth, is not 8 billion. Let's say it's a number south of that. I think it's a number south of a billion, 500 million to a billion. That's what they believe the carrying capacity of the earth is. So how they deal with the eight is open to question. And that's one thing that we got to see what we see. Joe Allen, how do people get to all your writings? They're magnificent. You've been on top of this from day one. The book is fantastic. Your curation for this audience is amazing. You don't waste people's time. You get right to the heart of it. Where do people go?
Yes, Steve, the last year has been basically an appendix to Dark Eon. If you want to get caught up, I wrote the book to bring this audience into the conversation. So all this weirdness seems very normal. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's something to understand and overcome. Dark Eon, Transhumanism and the War Against Humanity. You can find it anywhere books are sold. Look at Canonic XYZ if you are Bitcoin savvy. My social media at JOEBOTXYZ. And of course, warroom.org under the Transhumanism tab. Thank you very much, Steve.
Joe, thank you so much. One of the things we're working on with the Birch Gold folks is to focus on why the Federal Reserve and the Treasury are spending so much time on a digital currency. Why? When we're running $2.5 trillion deficits, we're turning our fiat currency into a joke. We're killing the purchasing power. The BRICS nations, the global south that have the resources, are saying, hey, we don't have to accept that. They're going through a massive de-dollarization program. How does it all make sense? Go to Birch Gold, talk to Philip Patrick and the team. We give you the macro, they give you the micro. Maybe you understand why gold every couple of days sits an all-time high.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, I want to just take a second to explain something to make sure that we're all in sync here. You know, we have to go through a massive curation process on the show because people come to us all the time with, you know, from the precinct strategy, the school boards, to all the different cultural things going on, the economics, geopolitics, military, all the movements of the Trump campaign and Trump movement and MAGA and all of it. So it's a constant process of curating to make sure that we use the 4 hours a day that are best for you and can inform you the best so you can use your agency, because that's the purpose, that's the task and purpose of the show. There is a large argument out there. Large argument is probably the wrong word. There is a way of thinking out there that the populist movement or the deplorables or MAGA, since you do breathe through your mouths, right, and you have your pitchforks, are it's not important to inform you of what's going on this concept of the singularity, and certainly not important to inform you of artificial intelligence and CRISPR, all these things, because you're going to do what you're told to do. We beg to differ. In fact, we think these issues are going to be so fundamental to what freedom and liberty and humanity actually means that they're going to become massive political issues, and they're going to become massive political issues quite quickly. We've even seen this issue on just TikTok over the last couple of weeks. It's very confusing, and I'm far from saying the solution we have is perfect. The solution President Trump came up with in his first term, I thought, was as close to perfect as you could get, which is take the algorithms and shut down the company because of our anti-CCP nature. But I do understand some of the arguments here about government control. And but there are many, many people out there that do not want this audience to actually have access to any of this thing or access to any of these reports, because they think, oh my gosh, this is it's going to get, you know, because these people are reactionary, you know, white nationalists, domestic terrorists, the worst people on earth, right? Uneducated, prejudiced, all of it. And of course, don't understand science because you didn't appreciate Tony Fauci and you didn't appreciate everything he did on the pandemic. These are the last people we want in the conversation. Well, we beg to differ. We beg to differ big league. You've got to be in the conversation. In fact, on this one, I will take the common sense and decency of the American people over these demons coming out of Silicon Valley, because even the guys that are kind of on our side of the football have a very different idea of the future than I think you do. And so that's why this is something we're going to delve in even more than we have over the last 3 years since Joe's been with us. We're going to be a lot more programming around it and make sure you fully understand it, because we've got to make sure that you are part of this conversation and use your agency in making these decisions, because of some of the most fundamental decisions about humanity in the history of humanity are coming in the next couple of years, and you've got to be part of that. I'm really proud to bring on Catherine O'Neill, a young woman who was, I think, the only person on 16 campaign. Then she worked in the State Department for President Trump. She then came back, worked in the White House. Then she worked on the 2020 campaign. I think she's the only person I know that did the entire circuit. And Catherine, we just talked about a State Department report on artificial intelligence and the dangers of it. You were over there, so you know if it's leaking out, it must be something pretty important. But we've got you on because you've turned into an entrepreneur. You got out of the politics business and started getting into the people vote every day with their dollars. And I love going from artificial intelligence to talk about the analog world. That is the world you've gone to the blood and soil part of our party. Literally out there with Meriwether Farms. Tell us, give us an update. Everybody loves hearing how you're doing.
Thanks, Steve, so much. Listen, the artificial intelligence world is tracking with the beef world too, in a different way, of course, because they are trying to push artificial meat. You know, a lot of these big companies are making partnerships with kind of the globalist elite about pushing a fake lab-grown product. So it's still tracking, it's just in a different way, and it's pretty scary.
Talk to us about updates on, you've been spending a lot of time, every time we have you on, you put up a special for the Warren Posse, we sell it immediately. I know you're kind of restocking the company, you've been spending a lot of time with in working on partnerships and other things. Just get us up to speed on where you stand with all that, and then obviously, the Warren Posse is always wanting to know about special deals for them. So let's get into all that.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. You know, we've been slow in our inventory in the past few months just because of the nature of the cattle market, but we're really starting to pick up now. We have a lot of really interesting new products for sale today for a pre-order. But as always, Steve, we're trying to take care of the War Room posse and all of our wonderful subscribers. So we are working diligently to get you your orders on time. But if you go online today, you'll see a lot of new products. And another thing that we're working on, Steve, is we're trying to make sure that everyone can afford our products. So we're opening up a new variety for a really good price, and it's hard to beat the quality in the grocery store. And so I'd really encourage you guys to check out their new products today and see if there's something that you want to buy. And then, as always, we take care of you by giving you good first come, first serve on the good discounts. We're doing free shipping today, which is really great because, you know, the shipping of the frozen food can be very expensive. But we want to make sure that you can get our products for the best rate out there.
Well, so what have you done regarding the price point? You said you're trying to make them more available to the audience or more to the people in the audience that are price conscious, which are most of the audience. What are you doing on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we always have available is our burger, which is a really great price for the quality. I mean, if you go into a grocery store and find burger of a similar quality, you're going to pay 50% more probably than what we're offering. Another product that we're offering is our cubed steak, which is, again, hard to beat the price that we're offering. And it's still, you know, it's still that super high quality meat that you're getting. It's not a fillet, but, you know, you're still getting the no hormone, no antibiotic, high quality meat, you know, that you can't find in grocery stores.
That's been one of the issues about talk about the no hormones, no antibiotics, because people say, well, does this have antibiotics? And people go, people that offer this say, well, we only do a little bit of antibiotics at the very end. Walk us through that whole controversy.
No, listen, Steve, we don't, if there's a steer, a cow that gets sick, we pull them out. If we have to give them any sort of antibiotics, we will not sell them to you. Those go, they go out to die or whatever. But, you know, we want to make sure that you're getting a product with nothing added in it. A lot of people add hormones to increase the growth of the animal to gain weight faster, which I think is pretty unhealthy. So we do not give any products of that nature. And I actually have a list of all the products that we prohibit in our meat that I will be putting up on the site later today. And it's a pretty comprehensive list. And Steve, it's pretty scary that the FDA allows these products into our food supply. But we, you know, we are always researching on all these new products that they try to sneak in, and we are always banning them.
Catherine, one more time, what I'd love is you have information. You can immerse yourself in information about all this on your site. Where do people go to get more intelligent about this and then walk through the different products? Where do they go?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to www.merriweatherfarms.com to see all of our products. You can also go to our social media pages, both on Getter and Instagram. We do regular informational videos to try to educate you about the industry, because I think that's lacking in this industry. So we have a very educational focus versus a sales focus on our social media pages. We're going to ramp that up starting this summer too, like with op-eds and other information, so you guys can always stay informed on what's going on in the industry.
Catherine, social media, is there any place to get you on social media?
Absolutely. Merriweather Farms, at Merriweather Farms on Twitter, on Getter, on Instagram, not on TikTok. I refuse to go on TikTok, but we are on all the other ones. And we're trying to keep everyone informed, because there's a lot of misleading information out there, Steve. And so one of our highest priorities for this venture is to make sure that we're educating you guys and making sure that you're getting the right and accurate information.
Important, vitally important. That's why it's so great. Given what a hammer you have been throughout your time in MAGA, you've been one of the great ones. You know, we appreciate it. We knew you'd do a great job on this, Catherine. So,
fair
winds and following seas. Love to see your development as an entrepreneur, and the company's doing great. And I wish you great luck, and love being in business with you guys.
Thanks so much, Steve. Thanks for having me on. And go get product before it sells out again.
It'll be fast. Make sure you guys go. Also, yeah, Grace and Mo, if you put up all the links up there to Catherine's. I can tell in the chats, look, on the artificial intelligence, don't get me wrong, it freaks me out too. You know, this is, there's certain topics I'd rather not cover. I would love not to cover, but I knew back 20 years ago, this was going to be a big deal. The book, Kurzweil's book, The Singularity, is one of the scariest horror stories I've ever read. And if you go back and look at the history of the pro-abortion movement, if you look at Sanger, if you look at the eugenicists, you look back, there's been a tendency and a trend towards this kind of scientist and technologist, you know, having godlike natures. This is one of the reasons that the story of Prometheus, was it Mary Shelley took it and wrote the book Frankenstein, and which then were made into the classic movies in the 1930s that have really haunted our society a lot. I realize that people love them as classics, but my point is the underlying what they're talking about. We're living that today. I would love to be able to spend time on things that are more my line of country. But the one thing that really got my attention in studying the singularity and Kurzweil and what all these people were saying back in the early 2000s is that when the Chinese Communist Party, and remember, these people are smart and tough and relentless and demonic as they possibly come, because they are dyed-in-the-wool atheists. When they came out with Made in China 2025, and the top 5, 6, 7 industries that they were going to dominate by 2025 were all those individual building blocks that led to the singularity, you know, from artificial intelligence to regenerative robotics to CRISPR, you know, biotechnology, quantum computing, advanced chip design, all of it. That was a wake-up call to say somebody's thinking this through and somebody wants to dominate this, so they have essentially world domination. And so this is why we're going to cover it in more detail, because you've got to be part of the conversation. And even people that say, I'm very uncomfortable with it, it scares me, I don't know how to control it, well, hey, join the club. But somehow we've got to pull together to combat this, just to combat it. And, you know, there's a lot of arguments against being a Luddite in this area. A lot of arguments against being a Luddite, but I'm pretty proud to be a quasi-Luddite right now. That I think this thing is spinning and is spinning rapidly out of control. Like I said, the other issues of invasion, the border, the debt, all these massive issues we have, you can actually see a logical way that can be reversed with a lot of tough fighting and a lot of hard decisions and a lot of gnashing of teeth. This one, going to be hard. But, you know, you're called to do great things. You're called to do great things. And so this is one of the reasons you're here at this time and place in mankind's development. This is why divine providence has seen that this is where you are in this great timeline of humanity. Short commercial break, back in a moment. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CC. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room-type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to,
and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Monday, we're going to be at the Supreme Court at 10 o'clock. They're going to be hearing this massive hearing on government censorship of social media. The Children's Health Defense Team is going to be there. Claire Dooley, the great young filmmaker, is going to be there. I think Dr. Pierre Corey, many others, are going to be actually in the court. It's a lot of it's about the censorship of them dealing with the pandemic and particularly the vaccine. It's going to be huge. So we're going to do wall-to-wall coverage. I think Naomi's going to come in and do some commentary for us. We're working the whole thing out, but that's going to be a big deal on Monday. And it'll be quite fascinating. The arguments, et cetera, will stream the audio of the arguments. I think they're going to be up at the 12 o'clock hour. So we're going to get into all of it on Monday morning. I'll be putting up other stuff on Getter throughout the weekend. I just talked about the Chinese Communist Party, and of course they're focused on Made in China 2025. Remember, when we started making a big deal about it a couple of years ago, they took that down. That used to be a thing they brag about, and they would tell, you know, the European Union and all the people that are trying to get us partnerships on One Belt, One Road, Made in China 2025. We're going to dominate these industries. They stopped talking about it when we exposed it because it was getting, you know, all of a sudden we're saying, why are American capitalists putting their money into something, particularly when it converges into the singularity that the Chinese Communist Party can use as a weapon against us. And so they're still doing it, but it's gotten a lot harder for them to raise money to do it because we were at the leading edge of exposing this and saying, look what these guys are doing and bragging about. Same thing. This is why Jace Medical is such an important company. Go to jacemedical.com because they took Rosemary, Dr. Sean and the team, Dr. Sean Rowland and the team took Rosemary Gibson's book, which we promoted early in the pandemic when she said, hey, guess what? All the supply chains, including 100% of active pharmaceutical ingredients and 80 to 90% of generics are all made in mainland China. And those supply chains, they can shut it down in a second. Make sure you go to Jace Medical. They have a whole program, a workaround on that. They will walk you through it. Dr. Sean and the team, really an amazing group of young people. But go check it out, jacemedical.com. Mike Lindell is with us. Mike, Idaho, how'd it go? Also, you dropped off. It hasn't been publicly put forward except by your opposition, your defendants, but you also have just filed at the Supreme Court. Walk us through Idaho, what happened last night, and then the Supreme Court, where do we stand?
Well, last night in Idaho, I met with a group of about 100, and today I'm actually speaking to a group of about 500 and televised to probably, I don't know, thousands. But we're not going to leave any state or county behind in the country, Steve. I want to get to paper ballots and counted, and I'm not going to stop. And you're right. The lawyers filed with the Supreme Court, and it hasn't been docketed, but the defendants or whatever you call them leaked it out, or somebody leaked it out. And so what the people need to know is that there's going to be another filing for it to expedite this and declarations put in. So the media is out there drawing opinions already. And they're, you know, this was done on purpose and very, very strategically on their part to try and bash it before it even gets open for the public to see everything. So
the other filing will happen sometime early to midweek this week, so people can actually then see some of the backup, the receipts, some of the evidence.
Right, that's all the evidence and declarations and kind of the meat of it. Everybody got to see that their decryption codes decryption keys right in the machine. So, I mean, that's felonies, obviously, and software switched and all these things. But now you'll have the stuff to back it up and the sense of the urgency to the Supreme Court to expedite this. So it's a process, but I really believe that they will look at it. They're there to protect our country, and our elections have been deemed critical infrastructure by our own government, and we've got to look at this. I've been trying for 3 years to get people, let's look at this. It's pretty blatant when you've got an encryption key or just a decryption key in there where you can basically play God over a whole election on all these machines. It's been proven that they're in there, and this is all going to, you know, be exposed by the public. Will be able to see everything when they when this gets filed, the rest of it gets filed, and it's going to shock the world. It should already shock everybody. Got machines with
it. Is anywhere we're going to stream the Trump rally in Ohio. What time is that going to be? If somebody, Grace and Mo is going to have that up on Getter and Rumble. So it's 4 o'clock. Real America's Voice coverage starts at 4. We're going to stream it. Mike, your speech in Idaho, is that going to be streamed? Can people go see the speech? Is that going to be streamed anywhere?
Yeah, they can. It can see it. I believe you will be able to see it at Lindell TV at frankspeech.com. You guys tune in. It would be out here. It's 3 o'clock. Pacific time, so I guess 5
so
o'clock.
So 6 o'clock, be 6 o'clock.
Six
yeah, 5 o'clock,
o'clock
so 6 o'clock. Okay, real quickly, what people really want to have you on here is talk about deals. What special deals do you have with the Warren Posse? They've gone through a lot on the show today. They need an uplift.
Okay, and I want to quick tell everybody, too, you guys can go to LindellPlan.com. Go to LindellPlan.com to check out if you want updates with the Supreme Court thing as it unfolds here. Here's the deal, everybody, for the War Room Posse. This is the last couple of days for it, this weekend. And this is the per kill sheets that we were overstocked on, that we put them on for cost because these two box stores backed out at Thanksgiving. And so you guys get them for $26.98 for the queen, $29.98 for the king size. Of course, we have twin XL for even lower than that and full size. Go there now. This was an exclusive War Room Posse special, and this is it. This is the last 2 days, and get them before the colors are gone. This is it, everybody. But you guys were great. We liquidated this overstock at cost. Their loss at those box stores was your gain. Promo code War Room, and you get the other one, $24.77, $29.77. That one will be going away. The box store slippers is open box slippers is going to be that's gone too. There's just a few left. But you also use it this weekend for mystore.com, everybody. Use that promo code there. Check it out. All these great inventions and products by thousands of entrepreneurs at mystore.com. We let you use the War Room promo code over there, too, to save money on all these great entrepreneurs. You're supporting all these people. I had interesting, Steve, last night I did have an inventor come up to me at the event. He says, I want to thank the War Room Posse for supporting him. He's got a product up on my store. And since you guys started doing that, it's been amazing, everybody.
Amazing. Okay, we'll see you at the speech this afternoon. Trump comes up at 4 o'clock. A Real America's Voice will stream it live on Getter and Rumble here on War Room. See you back here live 10 a.m. Monday morning at the Supreme Court. Be there.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, Chat with a done-with-debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt-fighting strategies are time-sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.